The cannabis community is a diverse set of people from all walks of life. Conservative and liberal, black and white, straight and gay, rich and poor, and everyone in between. Learn more about the people we are freeing from adult cannabis prohibition in our Cannabis Community Chat.
Welcome back, everybody. Today in the Cannabis Community Chat, we are going to be speaking with one of the most renowned pain specialists in our country today. I'd like to welcome Dr. Tonkin to the show. Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic, doctor. Are you down in San Diego yet?
Actually, I'm not. I flew last night from, we have a clinic in Springfield, Missouri, and I flew to Las Vegas. We have a home in Las Vegas. So I'm actually looking down the strip from my living room right this second. But I plan on arriving next, I believe, Friday.
All right. So the event is the Southern California Cannabis Expo going on down there. And you'll be presenting, I assume?
I will. I think we have a round table with a couple ex-professional athletes and myself talking about CBD and medical marijuana and how it could benefit athletes and patients of pain.
This is such an important topic. We're speaking with Dr. David Tonkin. And there was a story I covered in the news today about how people on probation up in Massachusetts, they're having an increase in fentanyl overdoses because the drug tests don't test for fentanyl. You know, we're a show mostly about marijuana. We don't cover a whole lot of the opioid stuff. So maybe could you give us a basic look at these opioids? What kind of drugs are we talking about? How big is the problem we're looking at?
It's a huge problem, actually. I'm actually a board-certified anesthesiologist, also in a board-certified pain physician, so I know a little bit about opioids. When they say they're not testing, actually, for fentanyl, if you do actually some further testing, some high-complexity testing, we do check for it, but most of the little urine cups that people give samples and do not test for it, most of them. But it's a huge problem. Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid. Actually, it's 100 to 125 times as potent as morphine. Mm. And what we're finding in our clinics, in our actually opioid use disorder clinics, we find that a lot of drugs are being laced with fentanyl, everything from heroin to actually some of the medication in pills that are, if you took a picture of them and you looked them up on the internet or with law enforcement, it would say that they were oxycodone or hydrocodone. They're actually fentanyl. It's a pretty easy to produce in laboratories, and there are a lot of companies in China actually right now that are producing these synthetic opioids, and people unfortunately are taking them and not really knowing what's in the pills. So it's a huge problem with overdose, and it's an opioid epidemic going on.
So what is the reasoning behind lacing these things with fentanyl? Is it just to boost the high from heroin or from oxy?
Absolutely. I'm kind of familiar, but thank God not too familiar. It is people that are abusing these medications, and it's happening every day in all walks of life. It is the stronger, the better for the patient. So especially with the new CDC guidelines that have come out, the physicians are trying to stay under the guideline recommendations, but the patients are still having discomfort. Hmm. And in the clinics that we actually have, we've had great success using CBD products to actually decrease on the amount of opioids being used, thus decreasing overdoses. And we also treat addiction in our clinics, and we are actually using CBD products to treat the addiction. I actually was in a clinic yesterday and had a gentleman that was on Suboxone. He's been on CBD for 1 day, or excuse me, 1 week, and he had a follow-up, and he's not even using Suboxone anymore. Wow. He's just using CBD. So it's pretty incredible. I can't really say medication because you don't need a prescription for it.
Well, and that's the direction I wanted to take the discussion here, is we've been telling a lot of stories here in the news on our show of these studies and surveys that show the states that have medical cannabis access have fewer opioid overdose rates or overdoses in general. What is the mechanism by which cannabis is helping people that are using opiates? How does it make it better for us?
Well, actually, it helps with the pain. I'm an interventional pain physician. We also have medical management clinics all over the country. But, you know, we want to do everything we can not to be using opioids. They're abused, they're diverted, and it's big business. We actually use CBD and things for more than just the pain part of it, but we do use it in the addiction parts of our clinics. We also, I'm sure you're well aware from everything I've read about you, is that you're very well aware that anxiety, CBD and medical marijuana helps with anxiety immensely. And that's kind of one of the very, very, I think, I don't know how to say, it's almost like hitting the lottery with half these patients. The patients that do have pain, they also have anxiety, depression. And if you're able to treat the anxiety part of it, because they're always worried they're going to have some horrible, painful episode, they're using way less opioids. So the overdoses are going way down in the states that medical marijuana is allowed.
Mm. And we're speaking with Dr. David Tonkin again. He'll be appearing at the Southern California Cannabis Expo. It's taking place in San Diego next weekend. Doctor, I'm just I'm also interested in this from the perspective of as a sports fan. I've been covering a lot of these players, especially in the NFL, but also in mixed martial arts, who are concerned. We're seeing players retire now because of their concerns over head trauma and painkiller addiction. Tell us about that and how you've been working or speaking with some of the people in that respect.
One of the gentlemen that's actually going to be on the panel in San Diego next week is actually a young man that actually has a World Series ring, kind of a big deal from our parts of the United States, but we grew up there, right next to each other. And, you know, he underwent, I think he had 15 years in the major leagues and underwent Tommy John surgery, came back and things, but using these opioids, here's the thing that people have, I think there's many, many problems with, you know, this country with the opioids, but it doesn't discriminate. When you have an addiction problem, it doesn't discriminate. We treat physicians, we treat lawyers, we treat people that are homeless. The other thing that is very important, I think one of the problems in the country is everybody wants to talk about how to treat these things, but why don't they nip it in the bud? Not all this, these illegal medications or heroin or thing are actually coming from Mexico or from Detroit, Michigan or anything. They're actually coming from the practitioners themselves. So I think the DEA and the federal government needs to cut down on the amount of medications that the physicians are allowed to prescribe and should really look at the prescribing practices and take a harder stance against them.
Yes. Dr. Tonkin, that reminds me of, you know, I point out a lot that there's a DEA Office of Diversion Control that sets the quotas for how much of these opioid drugs can be produced. And throughout the medical marijuana era, it's gone like over 1,200% increase. And part of this that's also problematic is that while we worry about the opioid overdoses, sometimes we over worry about that. And people who are in serious pain then can't get the level of medication they need because the doctors are afraid that, well, they're going to get caught for, you know, giving out opioids. Could you address that a little?
Absolutely. And that's actually, we have a niche in the country with our elite pain management clinics that is unlike anybody else. So as you said, the physicians are very, very cognizant that the DEA is watching them. Everybody now is very scared to write prescriptions. So basically our clinics get all these referrals for doctors that get patients up to outrageous amounts of morphine. We have patients that come in our clinic that take over 1,000 milligrams of morphine a day. The other problem is that the physicians really need to take a hard stance on what they're prescribing with these narcotics. It's not just the narcotics are decreasing their respirations and having people die in their sleep. It's them prescribing medications like benzodiazepine, Xanax, Valium, Ativan, Klonopin along with it that have a certain synergistic effect. And this is where all the overdoses are happening. Having a product like medical marijuana or CBD, there's many formulations that are just for anxiety. We'd be taking that safety issue right off the table right there. And then just the number of overdose deaths from combining these deadly medications is would greatly decrease if every state had medical marijuana. Or we know we can use CBD, but the medical marijuana would be much better.
Well, we can see that anybody with compassion and a heart can understand why, and anyone with a mind can understand the science and logic behind it. But when you're dealing with politics, science and logic somehow don't always work. And one of the problems I think that we have going forward, especially as we saw that recent study that showed, you know, you pass medical marijuana laws and doctors are prescribing 1,800 fewer pain pills, that makes big pharma and the donors to these politicians sit up and take notice. Do you worry about that aspect of it, that this might be hard to pull off politically?
I do, but if when it comes to voting, I think states sooner or later in the next couple of years, all 50 states will be, you're exactly right. The problem is there's lobbyists out there, and it's huge money for these pharmaceutical companies. Behind closed doors, you know as well as I do, they're doing the same studies on THC and CBD as these private companies. You will see at the convention and things. So everybody, whether they admit it or not, is doing the research to see if this these substances work, which obviously we know they do, or we wouldn't be talking.
Well, Dr. David Tonkin, thank you so much for joining us. He's a pain specialist. Be speaking at the Southern California Cannabis Expo taking place next weekend. Do you have any contact information or Facebook or web pages you'd like to tell people about?
They can actually go to, I'm 48 years old. I'm not very good at computers, but I think we have a website, Elite Pain Management, .nd. And it was very nice speaking to you. I want to thank Isodial for arranging this conversation. Hopefully we can educate the rest of America and especially the physicians.
I hope so, too. Have a great time in San Diego next weekend, and give my best to everyone down there.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thank you, Dr. Tonkin. Dr. David Tonkin there. He'll be speaking, like I said, this weekend. He's one of the nation's premier pain management specialists, board-certified anesthesiologist, and in pain management. Not only is he presenting at the event, he'll also be taking your questions. So there'll be a good chance to get more information from someone who really knows what's going on here. We get a lot of doctors that are involved in pain management and understand the opioid side of things, but they don't know a whole lot about the cannabis. A lot of people that know about the cannabis side of things, maybe not so involved in the pain management. Here's someone who can cross that bridge for you, get you the kind of information that you're looking for. World Series champion Josh Kinney was who he was talking about, by the way, 2006 World Series champion. The pitcher who had season-ending Tommy John surgery to repair a ligament in the arm. And former Idaho Vandal, Super Bowl star Marvin Washington will be at the event as well. Go Big Blue, Marvin, if you're listening. We'll take a break. When we come back, Radical Rant, why, if you like legal marijuana, you got to vote for Hillary Clinton. Sorry.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.